First, let's take a look at what it means to deliver services in a manner that supports participation in the community as desired by the individual. Every individual you support will have different interests, desires, and goals, many of which can be fulfilled by engaging in their community. You need to learn what events will be enjoyable to each person. Everyone does not need to participate in the same thing. You may work for a day program that sets aside a day each year to take everyone to the Minnesota State Fair. Some participants love being around people, seeing the animals, and trying the new food. This is a fantastic community event for them. However, you also have individuals that do not like being in crowded places, prefer a quiet environment, and are on a strict doctor-ordered diet. The state fair is not a great fit for them. Can you think of another community outing that they might enjoy more? You may also work with individuals whose community engagement preferences differ from your own. They may enjoy going to sporting events that you don't enjoy, spending money at the casino, or getting a drink at the local bar. While you should discuss with your supervisor whenever you are asked to engage in an activity that makes you feel uncomfortable, it is important to remember your role as a staff is to assist in engaging in their community on their own terms. Also, while there are many great adaptive programs available to individuals with developmental disabilities, remember, community programs are open to all community members. The individuals you work with can take part in programs for the general public if they want to. They do not need to limit their choices to just adaptive programs.